Tech of Sports, episode 93, Rick's Holiday Gadget Picks. This week in the Tech of Sports, our annual look at the holiday gadget picks and some of the best gadgets of the year. Netcast Studio mobile apps are a great way to receive our content for your devices. There's an app for both iOS and Android. And don't forget Stitcher, where you can listen to all the Netcast shows also. The Tech of Sports is a proud member of the Tech Podcast Network at techpodcast.com. If it's tech, it's here. And the Tech of Sports is a proud production of Netcast Studio at netcaststudio.com. A quick mention for Bluehost Web Hosting. They have an affiliate program here with Netcast Studio. You can use the link netcaststudio.com/Bluehost special to find out more information. And as the days tick away to the holidays, this is the last Tech of Sports of the year. So I always invite Steve to join me on, and we talk about some of the our favorite gadgets of the year, and maybe some things we've talked about on the show before, and some new things, some things I've been trying, and just want to let everyone know ahead of time, most of these can be purchased through the Amazon link here with Netcast Studio. That's netcaststudio.com/Amazon. We'll talk about that a little later. Steve, thanks for coming on. Happy holidays to you, and another year almost in the books.
It's hard to believe it's been a year already. I'm still trying to buy gifts from last year that we talked about.
Well, you're a little behind the times, but not too bad. I mean, you have an iPhone 6, don't you?
I do. That was necessity.
Necessity? Absolutely. We won't talk about phones really this year at all. I know in the past with this show, I kind of went through just a bunch of things, no order, no rhyme or reason. I kind of broke it out into three categories this year, and we'll hit some of the hot topics under each. So, you know, I think it's been a good year for the Tech of Sports, Steve. We had some good guests, some good shows, some topical things. I got to travel a lot, brought on some new people. And this is the last show of the year, so we're going to talk about some gadgets.
It really has been a great year, Rick. You've had amazing guests from professional athletes to people in various technologies in sports to also include people that do bird calling.
I think those were owls, weren't they?
Owls.
And frogs.
Yeah, something like that.
Or turtles or something. That was, I don't know if I'd call that one of the highlights of the year, but I actually, when you went back and listened to that show, it was a pretty good show.
It was.
And it's the first time, I don't know if there's ever been animal noises like that on a podcast on purpose. I know people have made them other times, but that was by design.
Well, it was your most unique show of the year. How's that?
Yeah, you got to have one of those. You got to throw in one of those. You invite people to go back and listen. We don't mention enough, but you can go back and listen to past episodes of all the shows on Netcast Studio at netcaststudio.com. I almost called it Nutcast Studio, Steve. That's we are a bunch of nuts, but
yeah, we could always get that domain name for next year during the holidays.
Yeah, and we could we know some people that could do the intro songs to the shows and really make it nutty.
We do. We have a music show called Riff Raff, and listen to the next one. You're going to hear an interesting jingle.
We'll hit three topics this week, Steve, as we look at some of these gadgets. And I don't know, it's the hottest area of technology and sports technology right now. It's wearable technology. I don't know where you stand on it. Are you using any wearable technology pieces, fitness bands or anything? Or have you gotten into that at all?
I have not. I'm kind of afraid what the results will be if I did wear one. Although my wife, what's that?
What are you afraid of?
That I might say that you're on your way to your grave or something.
Well, we all are in some varying speeds, I guess. But
I'm not personally. My wife does have a Fitbit that she uses religiously and really enjoys it. But I do know, and you're going to talk about some of these tonight, is there's a lot of advancements with this technology. And just the form, fit, and wear functionality of the devices are really starting to change.
That's a great point, Steve. They are now getting smaller. They're less bulky on your wrist or wherever you wear them. And the functionality is increasing, but also the price points are coming down and they're affordable now to a wider section of the population. So this is why I think they're going to be really big gift item this year. I actually had a friend that owns a business call me, and he said, what in the $50-$60 range can I get as kind of a new hot gadget for my employees? And I told them the Jawbone Up Move is now a $49 item for a fitness band. And he went out and he instant messaged me on Facebook the other day, and he said, I bought the up job on up moves for all his employees, and they love it. So it's a trend, and it's a trend I think that's here to stay. And we mentioned that job on up move. Jawbone's been a maker of fitness bands for a few years now, and now they have a $49 device. So that is key, I think, when you have a device under $50 that monitors sleep, counts step, shows calories burned, and you can download that information into your phone or tablet and keep track of it. So that is $49 is a big deal, I think, Steve.
I do too. And, you know, that's going to get more people into the market in terms of using wearable devices. Although of the ones you have this evening, Rick, the one that cosmetically really stands out to me, I think it's called the Mio.
Mio.
I think that one is, it looks really well designed. It looks comfortable, stylish too. I like the looks of that one.
They are. They MioGlobal.com. They are pretty attractive, modern looking. They have a few different devices. I've tried the Alpha, I've tried the Link, and I've tried the Fuse. The Fuse is the latest one out now. Just a very attractive band, high tech. The Mio products are great because they also measure your heart rate, so you can get that information right on there as well. The Alpha looks more like a watch, and the other ones are more fitness bandy. And it's these are pretty powerful devices. And for people that are really into working out, a fitness enthusiast, people that are training for races, triathlons, to them, they're always watching their heart rate and trying to get that at the right level. And these Mio products really do that. So it's almost like having a medical device right on your wrist, Steve.
That's really cool. You know, Dave and I in the wave of tech have had the discussions about wearable technology and kind of where it's going. And it's a really interesting area of technology to follow and study. And as various other companies are coming into the market, what they're doing with it, it's probably not going to be long before I'm going to have one. I'm sure that's coming down the pike.
Probably. Maybe a relative will even get you one as a gift for the holidays. They're worried about you. They want to turn you into a workout machine, Steve.
I think the real issue is the decimal point is in the wrong spot.
Which decimal point? For what reading?
For the price.
For the price?
Yeah.
You'd still like to see the prices come down a little more on it?
You know, I think a real killer price point is like $29.95.
That would be huge. I mean, that would be affordable to everyone then.
Absolutely.
So there's a lot of technology in these devices. They do a lot. I'm sure we will see one probably by this time next year that will be breaking lower barriers when it comes to price. So good insight. And, you know, most of them are priced in that $100 to $200 range still. So I'm actually one I've been wearing, Steve, for about the last 3 weeks is and it's been out for over a year now, the Pebble watch. Didn't participate in the when it was on Kickstarter, the Pebble watch, and now I've been trying one. There's a newer one that's $199, and now the original one's down to $99. That's the one I've been trying, and it's actually a pretty cool little watch. It's pretty functional. You can have little apps on the watch, so I've put Evernote on the watch, so I can access actually my Evernote apps right on a watch. It gives you your text messages and various other things you can get. I have an app that shows all the current NFL scores on there I can look at. So this is kind of like the Dick Tracy watch that we all looked at when we were younger, and now it's kind of become a reality.
I'm going to be interesting to see, Rick, when the iWatch comes out, and of course that's on the upper level scale of the price point, how we do in comparison with things like the Pebble.
There's going to be, you know, a price point for people that can't afford that app. That's an investment. That Apple Watch, you're paying a pretty penny, and you're going to have to want to use that. You're already going to have to be sold on it to pay that money. And of course, the Apple fans will buy anything they put out. They can put an Apple toaster out there, and the Apple people will buy it. I mean, it's true. Am I wrong?
No, because I do it.
You got an Apple toaster?
Sure do.
It burns the little Apple logo right on the toast.
Well, you know, before I became an Apple guy, I used to tell all my buddies that the only good thing apples are good for is eating.
There you go.
That's not true anymore.
No. So I think at the end of the first quarter of 2015, we're going to see that Apple Watch, and it's going to be interesting to see if people line up for it, what kind of buzz there's going to be around it. So I'm curious to see how that happens and how it also impacts some of these other products we're talking about right now. These other products maybe have to make hay right now because the Apple's going to put Apple Watch is going to put a big dent in some of these companies, and they're going to have to up their game. The fourth one, Steve, I have, I tried on a couple of golf courses here this fall, is the Voice Caddy. It's a golf GPS watch, rangefinder right on your wrist, and it gives you the distance, no matter where you are on that hole, to the front, center, and back of the green. So it eliminates kind of the need to pull out a laser rangefinder. It's all right now on your watch, and it doesn't get much more convenient than that. I'm kind of on board with this.
Correct me if I'm wrong, Rick. I believe I read this, and it might have been a post or something that you wrote. Does it also have voice recognition or voice output or something like that?
Well, they do make products that do that. This is you have to look at the watch to get the distance. It has a swing tempo on the watch, and I don't know exactly what it's measuring, but it measures the speed of your swing. It's a regular watch. It's got a stopwatch on it. So a fully functional watch, but the main thing I'm looking at is it's giving me the yardage to the green or to different parts of the green. And when you don't have to ask somebody for it or try to walk it off yourself, this is something that can speed up a round of golf and make it more enjoyable. So there's also a scorecard right on the watch. You can put in your score on each hole, so you can keep track of it there. So this watch for a golfer does a lot of different things.
Interesting, because the way I play golf, Rick, is I walk up into the ball and I look at the flag, if I can see the flag, because I might be way out in yonder somewhere. And I go, looks like an 8-iron. And then I hit it and I go, oops, that should have been a 5-iron.
Well, that's what this watch is. It's going to eliminate, hopefully, some of those bad club choices you make. And for people like me, it's still not an exact science, because I may hit a 6-iron one distance on one hole and then totally flub it on the next. So in a perfect world, this watch is a game changer for me. It's something pretty cool and a little bit of a help to my golf game. So this Voice Caddy, it's called the T1, is the one that I have. And it's a pretty slick device.
The other thing you could do is if you're playing in a foursome every hole, you could charge your buddies $5 to tell them how far they are from the hole.
Pay for the watch in one round.
See? I'm no dummy.
Very enterprising. You better be accurate, though, or else they're not going to tip you at the end of the round.
Good point. I'll buy the beer.
But this watch is pretty accurate, so I don't think you have to really worry about that. Tons of advances this year in sports equipment, Steve. I get to see some of it, especially when it comes to tennis and golf. Almost too much to talk about. You could fill up numerous shows just talking about equipment in all sports. We're not really playing team sports at our age for the most part. It's tennis and golf, the equipment mainly I see, especially clothing as well, repelling water and keeping you cool in the hot summer. That's what clothing does these days. I was fortunate enough to get the big news in tennis equipment this year was they put out a new Roger Federer racket that he actually uses, and he helped design, and a lot of technology went into it. I've been had this racket, and it's got a nice feel to it. It's a solid racket. And he likes it. And I don't know how well it's selling. I haven't seen sales figures on it, but Wilson put a lot of advertising and a lot of money into this racket. And I think they're hoping it's around for a while, because it's was a big undertaking for them. In the world of golf, we've had customizable clubs is kind of a big trend. And I heard him talking about this on the Golf Channel, actually, the other day. You can adjust lofts and drivers and woods. But the putters are really interesting to me, because now you can do different things to your putter if you don't feel comfortable the way it is coming out of the box or off the shelf to you. That includes adjusting the length of the shaft and adding weight to the putter if you like a heavy putter or a lighter putter. And Cure is a company that's doing this with their Cure RX, CurePutters.com. And the first one I saw was Rife back last year in January at the PGA show, the Rife Switchback at RifeGolf.com. Steve, are you the type of person, if you're not making putts, would you tinker with your putter if you had one of these?
You know, I've never had a club that I could tinker with, but here would be my, what would scare me is that if I had something that is adjustable, I would probably always be adjusting and never really dial it in, because as a duffer, I mean, that's just what I would do. But actually, when it comes to a putter, yeah, because what is putting? It's all about really about feel.
Yep.
And if you can change all those different angles and weights and how it feels, you could dial more into your liking, I think, a lot more so than maybe a driver.
So you would be more apt to change it for results more than comfort. If it's like you were comfortable with a putter at a certain length, and even though maybe you weren't putting great with it, would you feel you'd want to change it if you weren't putting great to find something maybe that worked better, even though you didn't feel as comfortable to you? How do you determine that balance?
Well, for me, I think it would be a matter of hours on a practice putting surface or something, but I don't think I'd be changing it during a round.
I don't think you could.
Well, not officially.
No, right.
Right. But, you know, at least get the feel. And then if you decide you need to make a major change, go take that change onto the practice screen. But to me, it's all about feel.
So you think this is a good idea or bad idea to have customizable clubs like this?
Well, you know, it's interesting because, you know, technology has changed basically every sport that there is, and especially in golf over the years with the engineering and the technology that's going into them.
It changes constantly.
It is. And I guess I don't see much difference in this than actually, well, I need to go get another ping putter with an additional 2 ounces in it.
That's exactly what it is, but now you can do it yourself rather than
exactly
having to go out and demo or buy a whole nother putter.
That's right. So I see a lot of merit and a lot of value, to especially with the putter.
I think so too, because the putter is the one club you can practice kind of for free by yourself, and it allows the golfer of any level really to tinker to their heart's content to try to find something that works for them. I haven't found the exact thing that works for me yet, Steve, so I guess I'll still have to tinker.
I don't think I'll ever find a driver that I could adjust far enough to stop a slice.
You got to adjust your stance so you're aiming, you know, way off to the left so it slices right back in the fairway.
There we go. Okay, there's the secret.
I'm not a golf instructor by any means, but I'm sure you don't get cheated with the hacks you're taking though. You're swinging as hard as you can, I'm sure.
Oh yeah, all 25 miles an hour of it.
There's tees on the court, Steve, or on the course for a guy like you. They're called the red tees.
Well, sometimes they even go closer than that.
The hole with the windmill out of the clown's face on it.
No, I really suck at that one.
Yeah, that's really frustrating. Lindsay beats me in that one. It's really frustrating.
Yeah, no, yeah, I can't do it. You know the Rife. I remember reading about this, or perhaps you told me about this putter in particular, and one of the interesting things versus the other one, Rick, which you look at and you know it's major adjustable, is this one really looks like a typical normal ping kind of slot back putter.
It is. Yeah, it is. The cure is pretty gimmicky. You can even change it from a right hand to a left handed putter. You have that much flexibility with it. You can pretty much, you know, put it in any shape or any way you want to put it. It's very flexible and very customizable. Yeah, the Rife, if you didn't look real close at it, it looks like a regular tour level putter.
It's very nice.
I mean, we could go on and talk about sports equipment forever, but we'll save that for some of the shows in 2015, hopefully. And our third category, kind of as we move along here, is going to be accessories, and just tons of sports accessories out there. So I've pulled a few out that maybe were a little under the radar. When I've played golf recently, a couple times this fall, Steve, my playing partner pulled out a Bluetooth speaker and he kind of played music while we were riding the cart and hanging out on the fairways in between shots. And I'm not sure which Bluetooth speaker he had, but I kind of been looking at two here this fall. And one is from G-Project. GprojectGear.com. And I had some G-Project speakers last Christmas that were very nice. And now they made a rugged speaker called the G-Drop. A very durable, medium-sized Bluetooth speaker. Sounds good. It's a little big to fit in a cup holder or, you know, in your pocket. You can't really do that. But there's another one called New Riptide. It's N-U-U. And the speaker is called the Riptide, another Bluetooth, waterproof, rugged speaker. And their website is gonew.com. And that's about a $50 price point on that one. This is a smaller speaker, so it would fit in a cubbyhole in a golf cart or in a cup holder, a purse, a small bag. And I think that's, and again, it'll hold up against the elements. So I thought those rugged Bluetooth speakers are kind of a nice trend here for 2014 and into 2015.
I think these devices, Rick, are a great present idea. I know, I think it was 2 years ago, you sent me one. And I still use that thing all the time when I'm out in the garage or perhaps out at the barbecue. Mm-hmm. And I've really enjoyed it. In the home now, since we now have a Amazon Echo, that's primarily used in the house. But when I'm outside or tooling around, I still use that thing you sent me. And it's just great because you just get that very nice quality at a very compact rate. What a great gift item.
A great gift item. And I think it's always still really cool to stream music from your phone or your tablet onto one of those speakers. It's fun to do. And I do it when I'm working, and it's a worthwhile gift, and they're coming at a great price point that, again, you can afford them. The third Bluetooth speaker is not a real rugged speaker, but it's got a little clip on it. It'll clip easily onto a backpack, and it's one of the world's smallest Bluetooth speakers. It's the Tadpole from iFrogs. iFrogs.com. And again, it sounds, for a little speaker, it sounds pretty good. So they've improved the technology in these things enough where they sound good, they perform, they last. And again, you're paying for a Tadpole. I don't remember exactly what they were, but in the $20 to $30 range, I think. That's pretty nice for a quality Bluetooth speaker.
Yeah, it's actually running $29.99.
Good holiday gift.
It really is. I hope I see one in my stocking.
Does Debbie listen to this show?
I'm not sure how to answer that. No.
No, gee. I'm glad we got support from the other hosts at Netcast Studio for the tech of sports. I just took busy ladies listening off my calendar.
Well, you don't want me to lie, do you?
Well, maybe a little bird will send her a note.
Okay, cool.
Or maybe I'll see if I can get another one.
Too funny.
Yeah, Bluetooth speakers hot. I like them, and I've reviewed a bunch of them, so they are something near and dear to my heart. Here's a unique one, Steve. I've brought on the radio. I've brought on TV earlier this fall. It's called the Life Straw, and it's a maybe to the casual person looks like a water bottle or a small water tube of some sort, but really it's a water purifier. It for hikers, bikers, anyone that's outdoors that needs a clean water source, and it's through buylifestraw.com. And basically, if you don't have you run out of water, don't have a clean water source, you can use this, put the water from a stream, pond, river, and then suck it up through the straw, and it cleans and purifies the water before it gets into your mouth. So I thought this is a very cool thing. Again, for the $20 to $35 range, if you're an outdoors person of any type, I think this is a must-have.
I have never seen this, and this is really cool. And you're right. You know, if you're a hiker or a camper or whatever the case may be, and you can never know what's going to happen, this little thing could save your life.
You hate to say that, but it's got that capability, yeah.
Or if you live in some certain cities of the U.S., I guess your tap water, you could use one of these too.
I can get people's attention very quickly here in Atlanta when I tell them that there's a river we have here called the Chattahoochee River, and it's not one of the cleanest rivers around, muddy and kind of murky looking. And all I have to do is tell people you could drink out of the Chattahoochee and not have to worry with the Life Straw. Then they get it.
Makes total sense.
Very nice little product. I'm glad I was introduced to it earlier this fall because it's been, I'll talk about it with anyone on any show because I think it's a very worthwhile product. And they're coming out with a line of more products as well. So this is a growing company, a company on the move. And for people that need water, we all need water and clean water. But for people that are exerting and sweating a lot that need that clean water source and never know if they're going to run out of water, I think the Life Straw is, like you said, it could be a lifesaver.
Yeah, this has got to be on the top of the list for a lot of people.
You got one coming, Steve, to you. Maybe I'll get one to you.
Cha-ching.
When do you need clean water, though? When don't you have readily clean water available?
Well, yeah, typically I get my water out of a beer can.
Yeah, but true, there is water in there, but it's I don't know if the Life Straw, you know, is there a dirty beer vat that you're getting beer with the Life Straw clean that? I don't know.
No, not really. But there are some lakes around here, I guess, if I, you know, ever needed to. You know, sometimes I go fishing.
So that's another, a person who's a fisherman yeah. also, I think, would benefit from this.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. You never know what's going to happen. I mean, you could even just casually be out fishing and you knock over your canteen and the water goes and it's 110 degrees out and you need some water.
Military applications. This would probably be something the military may have on the ready for their troops, Steve.
Yeah, I could really see that in some kind of an emergency kit for troops. Great thought right there.
Okay, great. Buylifestraw.com. I'm a big fan of this. Kind of the other accessories, and this is just something a little random, but there's a company called Okta, O-C-T-A, that makes these very nice rubber clamps and arms that your iPad can attach in. And you can put it on a desk. You can put it on any type of surface where you can clamp or hold something to. And it allows you to angle your iPad or your tablet in any direction and at any angle. And you have access to it. I've even tried it. You could mount it or clasp it into a golf cart. So you'd have your tablet sitting there as you're driving the golf cart. Now, maybe that's a little extreme. But this is these are pretty nice devices and, under $100.
You know, any more $100 is
that's still a lot of money, though, to the typical consumer. You're not just going to randomly go out and buy something for $100 that you don't know if it works or not.
No, but what I was kind of alluding to is perhaps a spouse gift.
Ah.
You know, my wife's an incredible avid reader on devices, and something like this could be very cool, whether she's in bed or getting ready for work or just kicking back.
And I think that's a good use for it. Somebody that needs a second screen at their desk. Lots of different uses for this on your TV table, out in your living room as you're watching TV. You can have your tablet propped up there next to you as well. So the people at Okta actually do a pretty nice job, and their new one is out. It's the Lynx, L-Y-N-X, is their newest one. They're really proud of this. And I just say go to Okta.com, take a look at them, and see if they fit a need maybe you have or somebody you know has. Very well-made product.
They look very strong. And
yeah, they are strong.
Yeah.
They're not a light, flimsy device by any means. So, Steve, before we kind of wrap up here, these are all very nice products, and we'll have the links in the show notes to the exact sites where they come from. But do you want to talk about the affiliation with Amazon.com and how it may help the studio? If customers, if they're interested in any of these devices, they could go on to Amazon through the Netcast Studio link and purchase them.
Well, absolutely. I appreciate the opportunity to talk about it real briefly, because here at Netcast Studio, Rick, we produce a lot of content weekly, and it does take a lot of effort, though it's extremely fun and we enjoy doing it, but it does cost to be able to produce these shows. So when we talk about all these items that we have today, and if you're interested in these specifically, or actually any product that I'm sure Amazon carries, we'd appreciate it if you would get involved with our affiliation with them. And you can do so by going to netcaststudio.com/Amazon and do all your shopping normally like you do if you just go straight to Amazon. And there's no additional pricing on the items to you. And Amazon then provides us a little bit of kickback as a way to say thanks. And then we say thanks to you for using our affiliation to help support what we're doing here. Again, that's netcaststudio.com/Amazon.
It's a very good thing. Chances are most people are going to buy something on Amazon this holiday season. And Amazon also can get it to you quickly. They're pros at that. So it's not too late to do shopping on Amazon. And use the code netcaststudio.com/Amazon for any of the things I mentioned, or like Steve said, any of the things that you may need to purchase. Chances are it's on Amazon, because I don't know if there's a website, Steve, that's come further than Amazon has in the last 10 years or however long it's been around. But Amazon, everything is available on Amazon. It really is one-stop shopping.
Nobody has killed the online market like Amazon. Nobody.
No one. They rule it, and a lot of other companies that tried getting in on it, they couldn't even compete with Amazon. So Amazon is the king of online ordering and online shopping. So use the Netcast. No better company to be affiliated with. Use the Netcast Studio link to do that. And Steve, as we wrap up, we always talk about this at the end of the year. The your favorite gadget of the year, the one thing that maybe you got this year, or saw this year that you thought was maybe the best thing of the year?
Actually, my pick for this year, and perhaps for a lot of people, it's not going to make a lot of sense. And it's not my iPad. It's not my iPhone. It's not my Bluetooth speaker. It's my new PreSonus digital audio mixer that we use here in the studio. It's an absolute work of genius. It's all programmable. It's really, in the future, make Nick Castillo even better. But it's my bread and butter for everything that we do here. And, you know, for so many years, I just dealt with analog equipment, and I needed more and more capabilities and be able to store settings, because once settings are changed, they can be a nightmare to get back to normal. And every show we do has different acoustics, different people, and we need to change those settings, et cetera, but still maintain a baseline. So for me, it's my new digital PreSonus mixer.
So does it do a lot of the work for you, Steve? Has it just made everything easier for you, or is it a time saver? What, all of the above?
All of the above. And I'll tell you why. For some that have seen some of my older technology shows, when I had all the racks of equipment behind me, I had audio processors, limiter gates, equalizers, all kinds of equipment that was doing all kinds of audio processing for us to make good quality. This mixer has all of those components already mixed in or built into just the mixer. So I'm able on every channel, not just across the whole board, but every channel, set ratios and thresholds and compression and equalization, and then be able to store those settings. It has onboard capability for me to set all that. And then I'm also able to actually patch and channel various kinds of audio through the system. The other thing it also does, it does a lot of automatic leveling for me and things like that. So my post-processing, once we're done with the show and we're editing and mastering and getting all those functions done, a lot of that's really done for me. So I just take out the bloopers, zip it up, and away I go.
That is a big deal for you, and it's something that the normal person sitting at home doesn't maybe understand or can't appreciate like you do. But still, that is a valuable piece of technology for somebody like you or people that produce shows and podcasts. That's huge.
But it really is. And, you know, as the network grows and you bring on more shows or whatever the case may be, streamlining my process has become more and more important because time is certainly so valuable. And when I look at the amount of time it was taking me to produce or post-produce shows versus the cost of this unit, I mean, it was a no-brainer.
That time is money for a lot of people, and I think that's great. And as the studio does grow, Stephen, and it does grow a little each year, you have to look at that. And like you said, it's good at the end of the year to look at your workflows. I tell people, I always try to do this and see maybe how you can do things better or quicker. And it's no exception for you as someone who runs a couple businesses. Your time is valuable. You can't be in two places at once. So even with these the gadgets I mentioned, some of them can be time savers or help you accomplish a task quicker or, you know, in an easier fashion. So look at it from that point of view as well as being something fun or something that can enhance your recreation time. So I'll just tell people the same device may serve different purposes for two different people or more. So that's something to look at. So Steve, thanks for coming on and talking about some of these products and people can get more information in the show notes. I know.
Yeah. This show will be available tomorrow, Rick. Come on over to nickcastillo.com. You'll see all the shows, but more precisely pick the little pretty picture that says the Tech of Sports, and it'll take you to the entire catalog of Rick's content.
That's some good listening for, maybe sailing around the world or something that you can relax and listen to the Tech of Sports, but then listen to any of the shows on Netcast Studio. They're all produced and good content, and the hosts do a good job. So Steve, happy to get through another year with you and have a great holiday season, Christmas, New Year, and spend some time with your family.
I'm really looking forward to it because, you know, certainly as I get older, that time becomes more and more valuable. And now that I have growing grandchildren, that becomes really special. And I want to spend as much time with them as I can.
And those grandkids of yours are getting big, Steve.
One of them's a freshman in high school now.
In the marching band?
Yes.
Holy cow. So they got their hands full.
Oh, no doubt. It's great.
Go ahead.
I just say it's great. And if you can have any opportunity to spend time with family, please do it.
Absolutely. Steve, thanks for a great show and a great year and all the hard work at Netcast Studio by everybody. Netcast Studio's other shows, like we mentioned, you can go over to netcaststudio.com and check all of them out, as well as the podcast directory, Two Thumbs Up Media, twothumbsupmedia.com. Discover new audio, video, and internet shows that you can listen to and enjoy. And if you have some time over the holidays, maybe listen to a show that you hadn't listened to before and see what you're missing. So happy holidays, happy new year, merry Christmas. You've been listening to The Tech of Sports on Netcast Studio Production.